in Kirkuk, the city near the richest oil wells in the country. Around a dozen people are reported to have been killed. Dozens of families, mainly Turkoman, but some of them Arab, are said to have been driven from their homes by Kurds. This comes as the New York Times published on its front page a picture of the new Iraq ruler, General Jay Garner, receiving a, quote, rapturous welcome in northern Iraq from the Kurds. The Times reports Garner worked the crowds like a gleeful political candidate. Thousands of U.S. soldiers poured into central Mosul in tanks and armed trucks yesterday. The show of force was aimed at ending resistance to U.S. troops as well as intimidating heavily. Rose show yesterday, France will suffer consequences for opposing the U.S. invasion of Iraq. He would not say what those consequences will be. News of his comments came after the French ambassador to the United Nations proposed the immediate suspension of U.N. sanctions against Iraq. But Ambassador Jean-Marc de la Sablière also said that the lifting of sanctions are, quote, linked to the certification of the disarmament of Iraq. He said the Security Council should look for ways to combine the work of UN and U.S. inspectors so that the Iraqi disarmament can be internationally verified.